Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people there, no?
Well, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Get 'em Radio's, hallelujah, God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio Prophecy Month. Glory to God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you, hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. We honor you. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One. You are the one who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You are the one who said that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. We are so excited by your spirit. Hallelujah. Your anointing is in the house already. We know your presence is here. We thank you, Lord God. And we lift up each and every person that's on the line tonight, their households, Lord, everything pertaining to life and godliness with regards to them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for moving by your spirit right now in their households, in the name of Jesus, in their body, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, even touch the people who will be listening to this broadcast in the future. Hallelujah, as never before. And this is Prophecy Month, Lord God. Let there be prophecies. Well, we know prophecies are coming through our speaker tonight. And then, Lord God, Let there be prophecies that rise up in the hearts of people tonight. Hallelujah. And those who listen in the future. We love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, wow. I'm very excited with this prophecy month. We've been doing this for about 6 years or so. And what we do is we have someone who has the word of God in them, a prophetic word for the year. And so this year is 2022. So we'll be hearing today from someone who has, I don't know, I think maybe he's been doing these prophetic months ever since we started them. Hallelujah. And so who we have tonight is Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta, Georgia. Very good friend of mine. We have ministered together all over the place. Hallelujah. We are friends. I've been to his house with him and his wife and children, sat under his table and sat at his table and ate with him and his family, and have even spent the night there. Glory to God. So he is a friend. He and his lovely wife, Lady Sabrina, love them both. Love all your children and your grandchildren, even though I haven't met them yet. So, amen. This is our friend, on point. This man has an on-point word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So open yourself. Be ready because God's going to use him in an awesome way. And we thank God for all that he's going to do through Bishop Aaron McClary. Welcome, Bishop. Is your phone on?
Thank
mute,
you.
Bishop?
Praise the Lord, Elder Apostle Kizzy. I'm so excited to be here tonight. Thank you for this opportunity. I look forward
Amen.
To this every year.
And I do, too. We look forward to having you here with us. Amen. So I'm not going to talk anymore for a little while. We're going to turn it over to you and let the Lord use you. And those who are on the line, get ready for a wonderful treat because after he shares the word for 2022 with us, we're going to open the lines and for you to receive a personal prophecy. Praise God. Hallelujah. It may be him. It may be me. It may be both of us. So I would suggest right now that you start pressing your number one key and get in the queue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, Bishop. Praise God for the word in you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so excited tonight. I tell you, I'm ready. The Lord has been speaking. I even went, I put a note on my post for Facebook, get a nap and come in and join us. So hopefully some of my Facebook friends are joining us. I know it's late on the East Coast. It's 10 p.m., but I don't believe you're going to miss an ounce of sleep. Hallelujah. Sometimes we do run a little long because the Lord gets to flowing. So if I was you, I wouldn't be shy. I'd go ahead and hit that number one key. And stay in the queue, and Elder Kizzy will get to you as the Holy Spirit allows us to. But I believe God will be glorified tonight.
Yes.
I first of all thank my friend and fellow partner in the ministry, Elder Apostle Kizzy, a woman of God who has taught me how to live by faith. I watched her life. Even when she first came on the scene, she was, you know, the Bible says, you know, we're a peculiar people and a royal priesthood. Well, you can't get no more peculiar than Apostle Kizzy. And I tell you one thing, if you spend 5 minutes with her, you'll realize that peculiarness ain't nothing but the anointing of God. I've seen God make ways out of no ways. I've seen her speak and preach and move in and amongst the court of God and amongst the people. And her life has backed up what she preaches about and what she believes. And I've seen God do miraculous things out of her. Don't fool yourself. The Fortune 500 people would love to have still had her because she's a highly intelligent woman. And but she has given her life to the Lord and given her life toward the work of getting souls saved and delivered and getting people healed and set free. And I am so honored and so pleased to call her friend. I give honor to my wife, Lady Sabrina, who's been married 28 years this year. I mean, 37 years this year, so she just corrected me. I was telling her 30 years ago, I said, well, 30-year-old man get out of jail after 30 years. But she won't let me go, so I'm stuck in it for life.
Good. Glory to God.
No, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I was reminded today of something I said in the beginning of this pandemic. And she and I were stuck here together for 5 months, I believe. We were stuck in this apartment together and just looking at each other and looking at TV and looking at each other and praying. And we took a Bible course, and that's all we had to do all day long. But I said to myself, I'm so glad I'm stuck in a pandemic with somebody I like. So it's not only wonderful to love my wife, Lady Sabrina, but to actually like her. And we actually had fun here and just glowing over what God was doing for us. Even in the midst of a pandemic, he took care of us, took care of me. I went through a bout of really, really bad sickness. God brought me through. Hallelujah. And I stand today, I thank him, in and out of the hospital. And it seemed like every time they put me in the hospital, they put me beside the COVID ward. They put me right there at the door where they done built the wall with the platform, and they got the warning signs, don't go no further. And they put me right there at that door where they wheel people in when they're sick and wheel them out when they're dead. I'm like, look, why am I here? I said, oh, I ain't going to complain. I'm just going to shut up and pray, and that's what I did. And so each time I laugh at it now, look at it, each time I was in the hospital, no matter how sick I was, my room became a safe haven and a place that they would come in there and take breaks, and they would come. If they were, working on my floor, they would still come up and see about me because the Lord was always moving and always speaking. And I said some of my sickest moments, but I thank God that God was still using me in the hospital. But you think, won't you lay there? And I was trying, but I can't. I'm one of those people where if God tells me to say something, and I know it's God, I'm going to say it, or you're telling me to do it, I'm going to do it, which is going to lead me to even some of what the Lord is saying to us for this year. Believe it or not, I learned down through the years, being a student of Gilgal Bible School in Paterson, New Jersey, under the apostleship of Apostle Jordy Rudolph, I learned that obedience is what pleases God and what moves God. Yeah, I know it says in the Bible, but it's something when you get an intense study where everything points you back to the Word and back to obeying God and back to remembering where your help comes from. So tonight I want to encourage you. I want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you, all the ones I can think of. I think today Pastor Price was on my mind more heavy, And I lifted her up in prayer, and I was going through some papers. I was praying, and there was a program of Pastor Price in 2000. She had a appreciation, I believe it was. And it had to have been in New Jersey because that's where I was living at the time. And I was looking at that, and I was just smiling at God and how faithful God has been. These many years of knowing Pastor Price and Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, and how far God has brought her and how much further he's taken her. And so I want to say to the usual suspects, good evening. I've thought about, prayed about, and prayer came up for Minister Treva today. So I thank God. I know the usual suspects are listening. And for Pastor Mom and all of you, I just praise God for each and every one of you and what you mean to me. Even your prayers have brought me through my sickness, and how God brought a mighty deliverance in my life. I tell you, I'm a new man and getting better every day. So let me not labor long in this, and let's quickly get to the word. I believe it's a word I've ministered before. I don't know if it was to you or what, but I know the Lord won't let me pass these particular scriptures, and in particular the word that he wants to give us for this year. This is not just a word for just 2002, but from now until the Lord returns, and his return is going to be soon. Amen. But I want to read from the first chapter of Isaiah. I'm not going to read all the whole chapter because it's very long. Go back and read it at your leisure when you can. But I'm going to start at 18th verse, and it says, "Come." I'm reading out of the Way translation, which is just a written translation. It was specially geared toward teenagers. It's a Bible I've had for since I was a teenager. I read it like a novel because that's the way it reads to me. But it is in line with the Word of God. There are many times I've read something and I said, oh, I got to read that in King James. I go read in King James, it's right in there. Go read in the Living Translation, exactly it. But it just so came so clear in understanding that I couldn't believe that it was in what we call the Holy Bible. But starting Isaiah, the 18th chapter, come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean, as fresh as fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. But if you keep on turning your backs and refuse to listen to me, you will be killed by your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. Hallelujah. And I want to lift up in the King James Version, the 19th verse, which I know will be very familiar to you. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And that clearly is just what the Lord is wanting us to know in this season. I know it don't rhyme. This is 2022. If you be willing to, you got to find something catchy and rhyme of what God is going to do. Well, has that worked in years past? We've made a lot of little rhyming gimmicks. But this year, let's make it what the Lord said. Obey me, and I'm going to bless you. Now, obedience comes a lot of ways. Sometimes, as a newborn Christian, if you're new to Christ, you may not necessarily know the voice of God every time, at every turn. So every time you have to go check it against the Word of God. And you have to make sure that it's the Word of God, because God's not going to tell you to do anything that is against His Word. He's not going to have you do anything that's against what He's already established in the earth. And those seasoned saints, you already know what I'm talking about. When God speaks to you and you just go do it, you just do it instantly. Say you're driving down the road and your normal pattern is to come to that fork and go to the right. But one day the Lord tells you, don't go right, go left. And you're like, but that's not where I'm going. But you go ahead and obey the voice of the Lord. And you go left. And then you come to find out later, you avoided a major accident that if you had gone to the right, you would have been involved with. And what do you say? Oh, God, I thank you. I obeyed your word. So sometimes it's that still small voice, little things that can cause you to even spare your very life. I remember I made a trip to Moscow on one of my singing adventures. We were in Moscow, and the trip was going lovely, going well. We had done our major performance that was planned. We had already done it. It was very successful, and then there was another event they just added to our tour and said that let's go do this and we're going to go do this and stuff. And I just wasn't easy in my spirit about it. And I was like, Lord, I don't know about that. Because everything is really different, especially here in America. Any concept that we have, that you have of Moscow, I can personally tell you, unless you've gone there yourself like I have, it's false. You know, all the stuff that they tell us how Moscow is and all that stuff, it is absolutely false. It's a lovely city. It's a beautiful city. The people are beautiful. The men are beautiful. The women are beautiful. You don't, you know, that old haggard woman in sackcloths and an apron, with a rag on her head, standing in the field digging potatoes, isn't necessarily the reality of what Moscow was like. It's a big city, as big as any city like New York or anywhere like that, just beautiful, and they have beautiful parks and things like that. But at any rate, while I was there, they were saying, well, let's go to this club. They called it a club, but it was supposed to be like a church. They could to go sing, and I just wasn't eating in my spirit about it. So I prayed about it, and thank God, at the last month, they decided not to go. And I said, well, Lord, that's what I was feeling. I didn't want to go sing there. And thank God we didn't, because at that very club, if you go back and check your history, that very night that we would have been there, there were a band of thieves that had broke in and was robbing the place or doing whatever they were doing. Anyway, the government of Moscow had the smart idea that they would put in a sleeping gas and put all the hostages, which they had several hostages, and all the killers, put them to sleep, and they would go in and get the bad guys or whatever. Anyway, they threw that gas in, and the gas killed the hostages and the killers. So everybody died in their attempt to rescue them. And if we had been there, that would have, we would have been a part of something like that. And I was like, God, I thank you. But it's little things like that, that as you grow in Christ, that you learn that God protects you by just listening to a still small voice. And that's what we have to live off today. I tell you, you need to get in the Word as never before. You need to find yourself in the Word. Find God in the Word. Let him comfort you in the Word. There is no comfort on the news. There is no comfort in the streets. The variants seem to get worse. Even they tell us to get vaccinated. We got vaccinated, and thank God we did. Because now, whether you're vaccinated or not, you can catch the variant. And so, but if you have been vaccinated, I pray that, you know, it's not been hard on people who've been vaccinated, but on people that's not been vaccinated, it's been very difficult, even up to death. So I pray for each and every one of you as you be led of Christ to as far as what to do, because now with hospital staff that's been working with COVID for over a year, almost 2 years now, now all of a sudden they're catching COVID. My sister is getting over it now, who works in the hospital field. All the time being around all the death and all the COVID, but thank God she was fully vaccinated. And it was very mild case, even though it showed that she was positive. But let me get back to what I'm talking about. You know, the Word of God told us that in the last days, perilous times will come. And I can't think of, I know it's going to get worse, but I can't think of a more perilous time than now, when you can't even walk the streets without worrying about catching a deadly disease. And everywhere you go, everything you touch, now it's down to like you could be in the presence of someone with this virus for 15 minutes. And if you're not covered in that 15 minutes, you're going to have the virus because it transmits that easily. It's an arrow thing. But God wants us to begin to find out, dig deep, and know his character. Know what he's about. Know what God will and will not do. There are many prophets in the land now that's hollering, oh, the Lord this, oh, the Lord that. But they are far from the word of God. I can promise you, don't go, ain't no need in going by, no doomsday, nothing. Go get you a mask and protect yourself as best as possible. But the doomsday, when the Lord cracks the sky, ain't nothing you can buy that's going to stop the Lord. So I want to encourage you to get your affairs straight. Live today like you're going to die today. You know, they used to say, get ready because tomorrow's not promised to you. Well, I tell you, today is not promised to you. Look at the stars, the movie stars that are just dying. Bob Saget. Now, at this point, they're saying, look like he just went on to sleep and died. So you don't know when your time is. So it's behooving to us to have our spiritual life together, to be walking what we're talking, especially those of us that call ourselves in the household of faith. And what I'm telling you may not be a hoop and grabbing my ear, but I'm giving you practical things that will, you probably never heard this term, I mean, you've heard this term, but you hadn't heard it in a long time. But hell is real. And God is wanting to keep you out of hell. And there is no need, no need for us to live in misery in the midst of all the misery and the suffering going on the earth when we serve a true and living God. If you go back and look at the first verses of Isaiah and the first chapters before the 18th verse, you hear all the stuff they went through. Oh, my goodness. And then we get down to 18, and there's one simple remedy that God gave them. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Just like you go to the doctor and you have high blood pressure and different things, the doctor tell you to leave salt alone, leave pork alone and stuff like that. If you willing, be willing and obedient, then your health gets better. You start feeling like a teenager when you leave that stuff alone. But if you don't, he's like, oh, I'm going to eat my pork. I'm going to eat my children. You're going to get nothing but worse and worse, and your health is going to get worse and worse. Like God said, if you be willing and you'll be obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. A compliant patient to a doctor is a healthy patient because the doctor has gone and studied and knows and studied your body and knows and ran the test and knows what you need and knows what you're in trouble in. So why would the doctor go through all that issue to tell you have high blood pressure and hypertension and you need to watch your salt intake and you need to take these pills and you refuse to do it? Well, it's not going to hurt the doctor. Before long, you're going to look up and you're going to start seeing the effects of not obeying the doctor is going to be sickness on you. You're going to be sick and not as well as you could be, not your best person you could be. Why? Because you weren't willing and you weren't obedient. It's the same with God. God tells us obey his word, obey his commandments. If we want to please God, to obey his commandments, to obey his word. And we know what our secret service sins are. We know what we do and hide our hands and don't nobody know about. But God is saying, get it right in 2022. Be willing and obedient to do everything that I tell you to do, both in the written word and as you're going and you're being led by the Spirit of God as it speaks to your spirit. Let me tell you, the season fades, know instantly. That's God. And if you don't know, then check it against the word. He's not going to tell you to do anything that's against his word. You're being led by his spirit. But when you're led by his spirit, don't nothing but good coming to you. You don't have to worry about the black eyed peas and the greens and things on New Year's Day for good luck. You don't need good luck because you have the favor of God. As God opens up doors in 2022 for you, God wants to show you miraculous things like he did me and Sabrina sitting here in this pandemic. In the height of can't go nowhere and locked in and all that stuff, how God fed us, how God made ways for us, how God paid our bills. Oh, my God, I can tell you, before the pandemic, we've gone maybe 4 or 5 years where we didn't have cable TV. We had that rabbit thing. We had to always want to look at something. We had to run by the window, take the antenna, and adjust it. We did that happily for 4 or 5 years. We didn't complain. We looked at what we could look at. And what we could look at, we pop a DVD in or a CD or something like that. And we didn't know we was missing nothing. I guess my favorite show at the time was Rachel Maddow. I missed all that for a few years because we didn't have cable. But who? Here come COVID, and all of a sudden, us not being able to afford cable for years, and all of a sudden we were able to get cable and still have it. I laugh at God. I said, God, we living better in COVID than before when we both was working 9-to-5 jobs. I worked for 4 years without working because of the stroke in 2017. You know, I preach here and there, and I do a wedding, and I get offerings and stuff like that here and there, but it wasn't not being not in, in our local church. We were a small congregation, so really I was paying the preach. I was paying the mortgage, and I didn't get paid when I preached on Sunday. Whatever offering was went towards the running of the church. So I would say, well, offerings aren't loyal. So I was out here working. I thought that's the way I should have done it. I was driving. I'm telling you, I was Ubering all over Atlanta. I was Mr. Atlanta. And I had high ratings, and I was getting tips, and I was paying all everything. Had the stroke, boom, took everything. Lost a car, lost a church building, lost so much. We didn't lose a roof over our head, but it was rough. Sabrina majorly carrying the load for about 3 or 4 years with our girls helping us. They were tremendous help, both financially and physically, getting us around and helping us do as I try to heal up. It seemed like every time when I lost my sight in 2017, I lost half my eyesight, and they came back, and I'm thinking, okay, get ready, go back to work. As soon as I did that, then something else happened. And then I was back down, and it seemed like every time I get back up to get ready to go to work, find me a job, and I finally found me a job, and I was working, and before they announced COVID, when we knew it was something spreading, before they even named it. This was in March. In February, I had gotten a job. I was doing wonderful, making money. I said, oh, Lord, we on our way up. Boom. I stepped on a nail. It got infected. Had to have it amputated. Them not being mobile and stuff like that, I had two bouts of congestive heart failure, and I'm like, God, you know, I went in the hospital, I could hear him, they were like, you're not going to make it. And then the next day, they're like, you were sick, you were real sick, Mr. McClure. I don't know how you're here. I said, it's the Lord. No, because while they were sitting there saying, I don't think you're going to make it, I was sitting there saying, well, God, you don't want to put a tote tag on anybody. So I'm going to trust you. If I come to heaven, that's good. And there were times then that I was sick in the course of the last 2 years that I wanted him to take me. I begged him to take me, and he wouldn't do it. So I had to buckle down and know and learn that he had more work for me to do, that there was more to be done than what has already been done. All the miracles and all the Bible learning and all the studying and all that I knew of God, I learned God afresh through my sickness. And if I tell you now, I wouldn't take anything from my journey. At my sickest moment now, I look back on it and I say, thank you, Lord, because he was building in me a character, a love, and an understanding of who he was. He was getting my attention. You know, there were times I was laying in bed where I couldn't even turn to the right or to the left. I just had to lay on my back, and I couldn't do nothing. And wearing Pampers so I wouldn't just totally humiliate myself by using the bathroom myself, because I had no control, not trying to be gross or anything, but I had no control of my bowels And if you think you're 50-something year old man, you're thinking, Lord, just take me, because I'm 50-something years old and I don't know when I got to use the bathroom. And not trying to be gross, but it would just come out. And I didn't understand why I was going through this. God, I've served you. God, I've done the best I could. God, I ripped and ran. Let me tell you, my friends were few. As much ripping and running I had done up and down the road up to this point, and not a single day. I got friends I haven't talked to since my first stroke. my last major stroke, when I lost my sight. When they saw I was sick then, it's like they backed off. I haven't heard from them since then. It's like they all got scared of me. God, where are my friends? Where are all these people I've done for? Where are these people that I ran up down the road when they didn't have a car? And I went and did for when they didn't have a car. And I said, God, I know I was obeying you. And I had to trust God and live through that. And thank God he helped me to get my mind straight. I thank God for my spiritual fathers and mentors, Apostle Michael Dismore out of Detroit, and different ministers that I would listen to. They wouldn't let me stay down. They were like, get yourself up. Dust yourself off. God got more for you. And each day that I woke up, I would say, okay, God got more for me. And I would do a little this and do a little this until I got better, and I'm walking, and now I'm bending and twisting and turning my head and driving again and doing things that seemed impossible at the moment because I wasn't able to do them. But I had to trust God. I had to listen to that still, small voice. God would say, turn here, read this. Listen to this. This person got a word for you. Here, a little, there, a little. God would feed me and brought me back to nurture. It was nothing but the word of God that was strengthening me day by day. And every time I heard, here a little, there a little, I get more strength and I get more fight in me. And until I was able to get up out of that bed, I slept on a wedge for I don't know how long because I was afraid I was gonna just suffocate in the night. But thank God I'm off the wedge. I'm just laying, sleeping normal. Can turn on any side I want to. I can still dance again. My foot went down to looking normal, minus that one toe. And during that time, how much I had gotten down on myself and gotten down on God. See, God wants you to know we're heading to a perilous time. But that don't mean that your life is going to be perilous if you trust him. So if you be willing and you be obedient, I can truly say now, you have enough word in you to take you through any storm. Even if you're a new Christian and you're listening to this for the first time and you receive Jesus Christ, you still have enough word to weather any storm, to weather any pandemic, any plague, anything come nigh your dwelling, because you know the Lord of hosts who said that if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You can say, Lord, I know I'm going to eat good because I'm going to obey you. I'm not going to refuse you. And even his presidents to show you how God means what he says. If you go back in the Old Testament, God was giving a command to a woman and a child, and he's like, but if she say no, if she's not willing and obedient, then you leave it alone. I ain't doing nothing for her. But if she be willing and she obedient, tell her, come on, do what I tell her to do. And God, dude, his word is just that. So I'm telling you today, if you're willing and you're obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. And some of you have like testimonies, just like I have. If you go back and you count up this last year, 2 years of different things that you have experienced and what God has been doing for you, if you look around and see you in the same place, you were able to pay your rent, your lights were on, and you were able to eat food and stay warm, that God has worked a miracle for you through this pandemic. So I just want to encourage each and every one of us to dig deeper in the word, dig deeper in prayer. Find yourself, there are a lot of online courses now, and find yourself a course or something. Do something with yourself when it pertains to the word of God. Find some way to learn something deeper. There's a lot of free Bible studies always going on. And you can always, always find a word here at Get 'Em Radio, in which I just bless the Lord today for this time and this opportunity, amen, to bring you the word of the Lord, to be willing and obedient and eat the good of the land. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Hallelujah. If you
Amen.
Be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't refuse or rebel. Hallelujah. So you can eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that encouraging word, Bishop. And just being, as you always are, transparent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because some people say, he's a bishop and he's talking like that. Well, that's your life. That's what happened to you. God
that's
got
my
you
life.
Through it. Glory to God. Hey, and it's not a vain thing. This is
no,
your life.
It's my life.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm so glad. Well, first of all, I want to go back and thank you for all of those kind words that you said about me in the beginning. I was like, oh, boy. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. Amen.
All of it true. All of it true. All of it true.
God.
And more can be added to it.
Praise God. Well,
all of it
you
true.
Know, I just thank and praise the Lord. For you tonight, as I said, just being so transparent and being very open about what you've been through, what God has brought you through and everything. I just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. Amen. So we're going to begin to open up our lines. You know, we always start with Pastor Mom.
Yes.
So we're going to start with Pastor Mom right now. We are here in the same room, so I don't have to open up the line for her. Amen. So hi,
amen.
Pastor Mom.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
So how you doing, Pastor Mom? You feeling all right?
I'm feeling all right.
Amen. You can pray for her. She was. She usually has her snack around this time at night, and she was hungry.
God bless you, Pastor Mom. Amen. The very thought of you, Pastor Mom, makes my heart smile, and I thank God for you and being able to talk to you in this new year. I praise God for. I know the Lord has got more blessings for you. Amen. And you got more reaping to do, the seeds you've sown down through the years. God, I bless you and I thank you for Pastor Mom. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have kept her and how you've been her mainstay all these years, oh God, and how you blessed the fruit of her hand, and you caused her to be able to see that fruit flourish and blossom and grow. And God, I thank you that you are blessing her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet.
Hallelujah.
As good as her snack is to her now, God, you have been just that good to her. Good, God, to just satisfy her soul. And I thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done and everything you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. I love you.
We love you too, Bishop. Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go on to Pastor Catherine. I'm going to tell you where you are in line. Hallelujah. Because when I said press your number one key, a bunch of you press your number one key at the same time. Praise God. That was a blessing. And so I will tell you where you are in line. I think I'm looking at, hold on, I'm trying to see whose phone number I'm looking at. Lady Sabrina, is she 678-365? 678-365.
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So who we have right now is we're starting with Pastor Catherine, Dr. Lorraine, Minister
yes.
Rachel, Lady Sabrina, Reverend Treva, and Pastor Price so far. Apostle Patrice, you were up there near the beginning. You must have pressed your number one key again. So, you were up there right behind Dr. Lorraine. So I'm going to put you back in there. I'm going to turn on your line. And if you don't want to say anything, that's fine. But you are the third one, okay? Pastor Catherine, you were very quick, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise
Welcome,
God.
Pastor Amen.
It's so good to be here. Yes. Well, Happy New Year to all the bishop and to all of you all. Bishop, I just want to thank you so much. This is a time where people need to hear your journey. I have been kind of going through the COVID here, and I'm not quite all the way through, but when you begin to hear the journey that you've been through, you know you can really hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I just want to thank you so much. This is a very good time for you to share your journey. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I thank you also for telling us that if we are obedient, that we'll eat the best of the land. And my prayer is for those who have not given their lives to Christ, that
yes.
this is a good time to do that at this time. Because we don't know the hour or the time when God is calling us home. And it's always best to know him and to know where you're going when you leave this earth. Because this is not our home. We're just traveling through here. But I do want to say thank you. It was a word in due season for me, if not anybody else. Because I really need to hear your journey.
Praise God.
Because I know
Praise
if God,
God
brought you through, He's bringing me through, too. So
amen,
God bless
amen.
You. Yeah, so God bless you, and may he continue to use you for his glory.
Amen. Praise amen. God for you. I thank God for you. I tell you, even as you begin to speak, the Lord began to show me a runner and how the runners, I don't know if you've ever been athletic as far as running or track and field or something like that, but you are... The last, when they pass the baton, and that last person that catches it is the one that wins the race and the one that make up any time or any mistake. God wants you to know that you're about to make up time and not any mistakes that you've made, but God is going to allow you to be more effective in the days to come than you've ever been in your entire Christian life. So look for those opportunities and look for God to use what's already in you. You need nothing else than what's in you, hallelujah, to reach the souls that God has brought to put in your hand. And you're gonna be effective. You're going to reach every one of them. You're going to know exactly what to say. Some of your stuff going to sound strange even to you. But by the time you get through saying out of your mouth, God would be there and confirm to you that that was exactly what you need to say, and that's how you reach the soul. So just that prayer that you pray, God, teach me how to reach the soul. God's saying he's heard your prayer, and you're in that season now and about to be. You in it. In Jesus' name, I believe, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop. And I know you're going to be praying for Apostle tonight, but I'm just kind of led to have you to pray a special blessing over Apostle. You know, I'm my mother's other caregiver, and since I've been kind of down, my sister Apostle have had to take care of everything, and I know God is keeping her, but I just want a special prayer for her on tonight, because I know it's been a long journey also for her at this particular time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Yes, Pastor Catherine. We'll definitely do that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to Dr. Lorraine, and next is Apostle Patrice. Hallelujah. Hello, Pastor Lorraine. Hello, do I have that phone number wrong? Is your, you have your mute on? 9514. Yeah, that's you. Amen. Okay, well, praise the Lord.
Well, we missed her, but I want to say, even now, this is Pastor Lorraine is somebody's preacher, so y'all pray for her. And if you got opportunity to get her to your congregation, I'll tell you one thing: you better do it, because God speaks to that woman of God.
Amen. And she's on every Monday on God in the Mix, Get 'Em Radio, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She's our Bible teacher. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know if you stepped away for a moment. Love you, and God bless you. Amen. Going on to Apostle Patrice. Okay. Welcome, Apostle.
Hello. Thank you so much for sharing, Bishop and Apostle Kizzy, for being faithful. I just love y'all. I can come on the line and hear the word and hear testimonies, and that's so important. And I just thank you for being here.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for listening. What's troubling you with a child? You have You have a child that's, or you teacher? I saw children around you, and there was something trouble with one of them. But anyway, we cover that under the blood, to God give some understanding. But I do know that it's a positive outcome. Whatever this is a child or childlike situation that you'll have great influence on, and the outcome will be positive. That I do see. It will be positive. I don't know what it was, You know, we only prophesy in part. We prophesy, and sometimes we'll see something, or we'll see an image, or we'll see something, and it could be something in the future. It could be a metaphor for something else that's going to happen. Like I said, mm-hmm. it may not a child, but something childish, childlike. You're gonna be able to bring that under subjection, and it's gonna be a positive outcome on that. So I would say just pray and look to God for that. God is always giving you wisdom that's beyond your years.
Amen.
And with that wisdom, you've been able to calm many storms, whether you realize it or not. You are a calming force because of the wisdom God that's in you. And he's going to continue to use you in that gift in the coming days. And it'll be more prevalent to you as the days come of just how God used you. You're going to look back and say, wow, I've always been that way. I always know how to do that, but God's doing it in your life. In Jesus' name, I appreciate you listening tonight, and keep me in your prayers, and that I would be everything that God has called me to be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to say this.
Thank you for your obedience.
Amen. This word came up as you were speaking, and I just heard the Lord say, don't be weary in your well-doing, for in due season you mm-hmm. shall reap. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, if you faint not. And I'm hearing mm-hmm. the Lord say, and this is along with what Bishop is saying to you, you're not going to faint. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
And that
thing, hallelujah,
already embedded in you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I just, I just perceive, like, around your heart, it's like your heart is being squoze, like squeezed or squozed.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says,
that's what
your heart is in my hand. Hallelujah. Your life is in my hand. So be at peace. Be at peace. There's a reaping that's coming, and it's a beautiful reaping that's coming.
Hallelujah.
It's coming in due season. So continue to keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord. And there's that heart thing again. It's like a couple of times since you've been on the line, it's been going on in the heart. And we thank you, Lord God, for taking care of every matter of the heart, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, every matter of the heart, whether it's relationships, every matter of the heart. We thank you, Lord God, for taking care of it right now and bringing peace. And I think this word is really kind of wrapped around what Bishop was saying, you know, the positive outcome.
Amen.
God's taking through the storms. That you're going through, and everything that you need is on the inside of you already. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. I want to add that as Elder Kids was talking, there's a maturity of your heart toward God.
Thank you.
It's the best way I can describe it. There's a maturity. That's why I guess I saw the children. Is there's a maturity that is needed in this season for the circle, for the people you're around. And it's not going to affect you as in times past, how little things will get on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to so much
yes.
get on your nerves now. You're going to find God's going to give you avenues and ways to get around that immaturity, because it's silliness. You know, God calls it silliness that people, certain things that people fall into. And you're going to be able to navigate and help people come out of a lot of stuff that you didn't think, well, I ain't qualified to do that, but God has equipped you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
He has equipped
Receive.
You.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Okay, let's go on to Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel. Next is Lady Sabrina. Minister Rachel.
Oh, God bless you, Papa Kizzy. My God, Mom. And God bless you, Bishop Aaron. You and your beautiful wife. I've been very encouraged.
God bless you.
Yeah, I've been multitasking tonight, doing things, but I had to bring my phone down with me. When you were saying, like, the child part with, to the woman of God, I think you were saying that also to me because my son was going through something. And he came to me, my older son, and I texted the problem to my godmom, and I did pray for my lay hands on him. And I just pray God's word over him because there's some things that he needs. I believe he needs to yield to the will of God, and also he's going through some things. And so I'm grateful for the prayer, that prayer as well. And I thank God for you and your family and the encouragement.
Amen.
It's true that if we do be willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land because we trust the Lord and he will provide for us because he promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I have to stand firm on that, knowing that he meant his word. There is no maybes with his word. It is yes, and in that, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I know everything. That's Michael Yola's son, right?
Rasheem. I wanted to name him Michael,
Rasheem.
But
Rasheem. Right. Rasheem. I was trying to get his name together. He's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
He's going to be just fine. He's got enough word in him. The word will prevail.
Amen.
Over everything. And so keep telling him that. Tell him I said it. Tell him I said it to him. If the word will prevail. And all he has to do is yield to the word. And he'll do the right thing. And it'll come out right for him. It always has up to this point. Why would God stop, let him go now? He ain't going to do it. God won't do it. So tell him, trust the word. Regardless of how he feel personally or those around him feel, if he trust the word and do the word, it'll be well with him.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to be all right.
I wish I was by his bedroom door because I have you on speak. I just wish I was by his bedroom door when you said that and finally knew that. That would have blessed me.
You know it. Don't tell him to reach out to me on Facebook.
Okay.
So I can talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Tell
Go
him I'm always
God.
Here.
Mrs. Aaron said reach out to him on Facebook.
He needs somebody
Aaron,
to talk to.
You know him. He said reach out to him on Facebook. So it's time, as you be obedient to the Lord. See, he said something wonderful, but I was downstairs. Wonderful for you to be sown into you. And you needed to hear that. So thank God this is on. This is archived. So I will play it at his door. And I have the archive. God bless you. You have it on ready.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. If I don't hear from him, so I'm looking for him.
Yes, hallelujah. God been covering him and Renee. He blessed them with new jobs at the end of last year.
Tell him he got,
and now they
tell
been,
him
he been covering.
He can reach out to me 24/7.
Okay. Oh, and my son Malachi, you never met him. Oh, God bless y'all. Right. I don't want to hold up the line. There's too many that people need to be encouraged right now.
Okay.
Love you all.
Love you.
Check your text message. I just sent you a picture of Bishop in case he doesn't remember how he looks, okay?
And my phone number.
Okay.
Send my phone number. Tell him I just look older.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. All right, Lady Sabrina.
Praise God. Welcome. I just thank God for everything. I thank God for Apostle Kizzy. I thank God for Mom Pastor and her doing so well and her voice being so strong. And I thank God for Bishop. And I just praise God for everybody that's on this line, whatever position you may hold. I thank God for that. And I just thank God for what we've heard. And I thank him for just reminding me about being obedient. Because God has definitely been gracious and have taken care of us. And I keep saying in my mind, his mercy endures forever. Even when we weep and feel like we can't make it, his mercy endures forever. And I just want to say I thank God for a new year that we have not yet completed, but looking forward to everything that he's going to show us and how we are going to fulfill his word in this earth. And again, I say I thank God for you all in Elkizzy. Thank you for the program. Thank you for the opportunity. And may God continue to bless, to increase, and continue to send people with the word. And may God continue to bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Lady Sabrina. I love you. I saw your picture on Facebook. You were looking young and cute.
Thank you.
I like your new do. Hallelujah.
Thank
and that
you.
Dress with all that. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
Y'all
you.
Look so cute out, you know, both of you. That was
Thank
a nice
you.
Picture.
Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
So,
Amen.
So
God
on. Let
bless.
Me get nosy. Just for a minute, just get nosy. You guys were at an aquarium at some kind of special banquet or something?
Yes. Our pastor, First Lady, celebrated our whole church by giving us a dinner at the Georgia Aquarium. And at the Georgia Aquarium, it's an aquarium full of all types of fish. Fish
okay.
that double our size. And so in the room that we was in, we had two large aquarium with the fishes floating by. So we were taking pictures and everything with the fish.
Okay.
So it was very, very nice.
Amen. It looked nice. And y'all look just great. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Bishop, you got a word, or do I have a word for your wife? Hallelujah.
Well, I know you do have one. That's my final rib right there.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, let's go up in the spirit for a moment here. Arobo shataramasi kerere hesete hoshoko horamase. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, and of course the 201, you've been through the worst. You've been through the worst part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been through the worst. Hallelujah. So be at peace. Be at peace and know, saith the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I just see by the Spirit of the Lord, I see showers of blessing on both of you. And,
thank you,
financial blessings and health blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Continue to believe my word in Psalm 94. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy you. And show you my salvation, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, both of you have such a great ministry with your grandchildren as well. Hallelujah.
Thank
I mean,
you,
there'll
Father.
Be others, but your
yeah.
grandchildren are learning and growing just looking at you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm just going to say what I hear, and you shall see your grandchildren grow up, saith the
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. You shall see
Thank
your
you.
Grandchildren grow up. Hallelujah. We bless you. We
Thank
bless you.
You.
We bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm seeing something. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm seeing your youngest daughter getting married. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
man, good man, saith the Lord. Man of God, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And don't know who she's with right now, but only the man of God is going to win her heart completely and totally. Anyone else that's not a man of God, we pray Luke 12:2, let it be known, let it be uncovered, let it be revealed exactly what's going on. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. I receive every word. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Looking forward to seeing you one day.
I hope so soon. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Love you, Lady Sabrina.
Thank you. I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
I can hear
Hallelujah.
You. And I better be good messing with my daughter.
I know that's right.
He better be of God. My baby. About your baby. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Reverend Treva is next, and then we have Pastor Price after Reverend Treva. Praise God. And we have, Ministry Lane, and then we have an 815 number. So just hold on. Oh, and Sister Joanne is here. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Amen. She's down the line, though. So hold on, Sister Joanne. Don't go anywhere. You all hold on. It'll be worth waiting
Save
on.
Save yourself.
Okay.
Hello, and God bless you, and Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy to hear you, Bishop McClary and Apostle Kizzy, for the fifth time this week. I don't know how many times. Almost every day I talk to y'all. But
this
praise God.
Amen. I said, this is our fifth service, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Glory to God.
Well, I don't talk to you on Sunday, every day but Sunday.
Okay. So this is your fourth one. Praise God. You're doing good.
Yeah, my fourth one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, Bishop. That was a good word, on time word, and I just thank God. And thank God
Hallelujah.
For you and your wife. And I just thank God for his healing of you. And I'm just, I'm just in awe. And I'm ready. I'll be sleeping in bed. In Jesus' name.
I thank God for your prayers and just praying me through. And sometimes I think you wouldn't think you'd have me on your mind, but you'd be thinking about me. And you say a little prayer.
Yes, I do.
And I just thank God for it, because I tell you, the way I tell it, it sounds like it wasn't that bad, but it was worse than even what I could even describe to you. But God and the prayers of the saints. But I thank you. I was thinking of you early and praying for you today, earlier.
Thank you.
And there's a image I have in my head when I was praying for you. It was like the Energizer Bunny. Just keep going and going and going, and nothing stops it. It doesn't rain or anything, and that. And that's what the Lord wants you to know. You're not going to drain. You're not going to deteriorate. You're not going to wither in this last day. But you're going to do more in the last day than you did in your former days. And you're going to have the energy of your youth that's going to prepare. You're going to be like, Lord, well, I should be in a corner somewhere nodding. I should be tired. But it is the energy and the force of God. The word that is built up in you is going to save many souls. The word is going to cause people to grab hold and to have faith and to believe because of a Reverend Treva that runs across that path. There go that energized bunny. They're going to be like, there go that Jesus bunny. So I want to encourage you in the Lord to know the Lord has your hand and he's guiding your feet. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, I receive. I receive and I thank you. And God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And Apostle
Amen.
Kizzy, I'm still here from last night.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God
Glory.
Even went a step further. Every night, for about 2 hours, when I go upstairs, I have to sit with heat on my back. I got in the bed. I didn't have to put no heat on my back until this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I received the one for when y'all were praying for that, you know, the lady with the lower back. And God.
Yes.
I mean, I'm out in pain and everything. God worked it all out. So thank you. And
Hallelujah.
I received this word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. We praise
God. I got one more thing. When I was teaching, they used to say, Miss Kelly, you got to slow down. We can feel the energy in you, even when you're quiet. And I work with kids. The kids can feel it. They should just stir the kids up. You got to calm down. I received that word.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I
received
that
Hallelujah.
Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God
said, even when you're quiet.
Amen. And I'm closing her line, but I wanted, some of you were not with us on last night. We were doing, we had a broadcast. From the Get 'Em Radio family, a broadcast called Prophetic Healing last night. We have it the second Wednesday every month. And so she came on last night and was going through something in her body, like the issue of woman with the issue of blood. She had been going through that for one whole month, and it didn't look like it was going to stop. We prayed with her by the Spirit of the Lord last night, and it stopped last night. Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we just been rejoicing. There was so much that happens on Prophetic Healing. Second Wednesday of the month, there was a lady who had who was on an oxygen machine. And we prayed for her in December. She came back this month to let us know that she got off the oxygen the next day or that day. And she hasn't been
Praise
back on
God.
It since. Hallelujah. So God is still healing, and he's still working miracles. Now, I'm going to open the line for Pastor Grace in just a second. But and it looks like most people are holding on here. I want to make sure that you do know if the Lord is leading you to bless Bishop McClary, if he's leading you to bless him, he can be blessed via Cash App at $EpicPraise, $EPIC, praise, PRAISE. And I'll probably say it again later, but I just want to catch people right now. To make sure if the Lord lays it on your heart. And, you know, the way that we look at it is this is one of your cast your seed upon many waters and it shall come back. And here is a man who's a blessed man of God. God has taken him through strokes. His voice sounds like he hasn't been through anything. Amen.
My God.
God has brought him through so much. He's still praising God and blessing the people of God by the Spirit of God. So you see, as the Lord leads you. Amen. And be a cheerful giver. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if the
Praise
Lord is leading
God.
You to give cheerfully, amen, no matter what it is. He's a grateful man. Don't let the bishop, the title bishop, cause you to think anything else. He's a grateful man. And so whatever it is, he'll be grateful. Because sometimes you don't want to give to somebody. He's a bishop. I can't give $5. Oh, yes, you can. But give as the Lord leads you to give. Amen. You can also give $500.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Make
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, once again, Bishop Aaron's Cash App is $EPIC, is an epic, praise, PRAISE. Amen. Amen. And,
Amen.
Right now, Lord God, we just thank you for all of the blessings that are coming forth. We thank you, Lord. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, sound shape, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who give, those who sow. Lord God, we thank you for Deuteronomy 1:10-11, thousandfold blessing right now in the name of Jesus, and that you will give them a thousandfold, give us a thousandfold blessing and bless us as you have promised us in Deuteronomy 1:10-11. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay,
amen.
Pastor Price, we're opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and happy blessed new year, Bishop Aaron and Lady Sabrina and all of the precious saints in their respective places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Aaron, I just thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you tonight, and I thank God for that special word that he gave you from Isaiah 1 and verse 18, that if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And so I thank God for that word. That word, Bishop, has been a very special word for me for over 40-something years. I was involved in the call of God upon my life, Isaiah 1:18. And then all throughout these last 40-some years, it has been really on my spirit and in my life. I'm going to start with the last part very quickly, is that the one about, and then I'll go back to the first one, the first time he ever dealt with me about Isaiah 1:18. But through the years, I've always wanted to work on jobs. I've been back in the 70s, and when I had I went to school as a lab technician. I went as a computer programmer, and then he even sent me to Chicago, and I trained as an epidemiologist. What they're doing now is present a study of diseases, and at that time I was doing preventive study of venereal diseases. So I've always wanted to have a job. My brother talks about me now, how they gave me a job. I got a job as a supervisor with a beautiful private car. They gave me a car that I could take home every day. And God just did some marvelous things in my life, even hired my mom on a job. I don't know how good that is to have your mom hired. It was wonderful to have her there, but she could tell the stories of me when I was younger. But I was only 20-some years old at the time. And so when I came into the Lord, I went on back to school when I moved to California. And when I went back to school and had graduated at one particular point, I wanted to get me some jobs, but I was called into the ministry. On my very last year of college in California, back in the 70s. And so God was dealing with me about not going on a job, especially after I was called to the ministry. And I'll talk about that in just a few seconds very quickly, because I know there's people that are waiting. But when I, through the years, I would break through and I would go and get me a job, because there were certain things I wanted to do, especially once Joy was born, I wanted to go do it. Or when I would be at home and there are things I like paper, I always have like paper towels and having toilet paper in the house and different things. And even though Joe worked and he had a good job and he would pay the bills, I was one of those progressive women that wanted to have my own finances and my own money. And the Lord would tell me, I told you to come off that job. I told you to come off that job. I remember one of the times I went to work, and my son was a supervisor by this time, and he hired me on the job with him. And I came on as a cashier at that time. And when I went on that job, on the way to work, I started having stroke-like symptoms on my body. And the Lord said to me, I told you I do not want you working on a secular job. I want you to be in full-time ministry. Well, I went on and quit that job. Then there was another year I still went on back to work. I went in and got on the job and had to do gather and keep information on shipping crates around the world. And the Lord just gave me like a Joseph anointing on me. It was such a, he would give me such a good job that the man, when I went in to tell him, because God said, I told you, he said, you become involved with people you were never supposed to be involved with. And he said, I'm telling you to come off this job. So when I went in to tell the man I was quitting, he was going to give me extra money and give me, and, you know, I said, no, no matter what you give me, I can't do it. I've got to come and quit this job. I was still, again, trying to do a birthday party for Joy at that time when she was a little girl, a special birthday party. So I learned over the years, and finally I got to the place where I said, yes, Lord, I will be obedient to you, willing to come on and go in full-time ministry and obedient unto you. So that's over the years, that's the one. But the very first one, Bishop, the first time I became introduced on a very, very close-off basis to Isaiah 118 was we were having a revival at a church. This was back in 1980. We were having a revival. And in this revival, I had about nine. The Lord asked me to get nine other ladies to help me with the revival. I would do, eight other ladies, because they would go 4 days one week and 4 days the next week. And on each Friday, I would take up the anchor of the two-week revival we were doing at a church. So they all gathered at my house for us to pray. And as we were all in there praying, you know, we're all up in tongues and we're worshiping the Lord, and we're in there, we're just worshiping the Lord. Everybody's just walking around the room, and we're worshiping and praying in other tongues in the room, getting ready for this revival that we were going to have at a church for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, my attention, this is one of the most supernatural. God really has worked with me in my life in very, very supernatural ways. You know, I thought about that, how he works, and I know he's done that in you all's life too. And he's done some super, very supernatural things that I've seen in my life. Well, this happened on that day as we were in there getting ready for this revival. Everybody was worshiping the Lord. I was praying in other tongues. And all of a sudden, I saw my ceiling in my home open up. And this was so strange because we had an up and down stairs. But all of a sudden, the ceiling opened up, and I could see like out in the open in the sky. And down from heaven, there came a book. And a book was coming down towards me. And the book was open, and as it was coming, I knew that it was the Bible. And as it was coming down, it came down to lodge in my stomach. And when it reached my stomach, I heard these words, this day called you to be a pastor. Now, by this time, and I'm sorry, I said 1980, I'm sorry, because this had to be 1982, not 1980. I apologize. It was 1982, because I had been an evangelist. I loved going around and started sitting around the world, been an evangelist. But he said, this day I called you to be a pastor. I never wanted to be a pastor. I never desired to be a pastor. And I remember when that word came to this day, I've called you to be a pastor. I remember sitting down. I sat down on the couch. Nobody knew what God had said to me. And I began to talk to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to be a pastor. I said, Lord, I began to give him my reasons. I don't want to be a pastor. And then I heard this booming in my spirit, Isaiah 118. He said, Helen, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. He said, it's not enough for you to obey me. He said, you're going to have to be willing to do this. And so then I said to the Lord at that moment, I said, yes, Lord. And then at that time, he said, now I'm touching you, and I'm going to give you a pastor's heart. And at that moment, sitting on that couch in my living room, everybody's still doing their own thing, they're praying, God touched me. And it looked like he turned my heart. And I had been an evangelist up to that point. He had called me as an evangelist. But at that point, when he called me as a pastor, it was a touch that only God himself could be able to do. It was God. Excuse me for 1 minute. Joy, the TV came back on, and it's talking, baby. So he said, he had told me at that time, he said, I'm giving you a pastor's heart.
And when he did, it was a difference. I saw him turn and give my a special love. There is a difference sometimes between an evangelist and a pastor. He gave me a shepherding heart, and he began to tell me what the character and nature of the pastorship would be like that he would call me to. He told me, you're not a bishop. He said, no matter how many times somebody might try to make you a bishop, you are not a bishop. He said, but I've called you to be a pastor. So that, when I heard you today and ministering on that, that's my special verse for my life and for the ministry God has called me. If I be willing and obedient. And the same thing over the, then after that, all those years, when I would try to break through and go back to work or go on a job, God would constantly say to me, if you be willing, it's not enough for you to be just willing and not obedient. He said, because that's like, this is like a dime. It's not like one nickel will work, I can be willing, and one nickel will work and I'll be obedient. He said, it's going to take for both of them to be, you got to not only be willing, but you must also be obedient to eat the good of the land. So I just want to thank God for you, Bishop. I thank God for your word tonight. It just really just blessed my heart, because as I was talking today, I was looking at that. I think that if I'm sure, I got to go back and check my records because I have it written down because I have so many calls that God has put on my life. But I believe that it was 82. But I got to go back now, you guys, and check and make sure of that particular call on my life. So I thank God for you, Bishop. I pray for you and Lady Sabrina, Sister Karen, and Sister Sharon every single day by the goodness of the Lord. And to lead every day, he does not let me miss a time in my prayers to be able to pray for you. And sometimes when I'm kind of get weary in my body and I get a little tired sometimes, and then he'll say it so sweetly. He said, Helen, I have need of you for my service. And I said, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And then I'll come in, and what you all are really right at the first beginnings after I've worshiped the Lord, you all are the first, you and your family are the first beginning, because I'm rejoicing. Hello, I'm sorry. I'm almost through now. I'm rejoicing because of Sister Karen and her life. I'm praying for Sister Sharon and for you and Lady Sabrina. That's it. I'm sorry. God bless you. Didn't mean to go that long. God bless.
Praise God. Woman of God, I just thank God for you. I tear up at the sound of your voice because I know how much God loves you. And I'll say it this way. I know we can never replace Uncle Joe, and he'll always be a missing part in your life. Spoke to me today and said, your widowhood is going to be better than any day you've had in married life up to that point. It won't replace what Uncle Joe did. Won't replace none of that stuff. You appreciate all that stuff. But what God's got to do is doing in your life is going to blow your mind. And that's what he's speaking early in the day to me. And I was thanking God. He did. He promised to take care of the widower. And you were a faithful wife, and you had some beautiful years. But because of your faithfulness to God, he's going to show you even greater things. As great as you've seen it before, it's better now. It's going to be better now. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. I thank the Lord for that word. God bless. God bless. And I love you all. And I'll go back on mute now. God bless.
All right.
Amen.
Love
God bless
you.
Thank you, Pastor Price. Love you. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to, since we missed her earlier, Dr. Lorraine. We're going to open a line for her. Where are you, Dr. Lorraine? Praise God. Oh, there you are. Praise God.
Praise God. I don't know what happened, but better late than never, I guess.
Amen. How are you doing?
It's a joy just hearing you. I'm doing well. Would be doing well or if I saw you face to face. But
yeah.
Yeah. But praise the Lord.
God.
I just thank God, you know, just thank God for your life and, you know, the stories we have to tell, you know. God has just used you mightily, and sometimes it's not in the things when we're young or early that we think it's going to be, you know. I was just thinking about that. Your faithfulness is such a testimony, and it wouldn't have thought about it. There was just something when Apostle Kizzy was saying something about your voice, and I just flashed on your voice and how much it always seemed like your ministry was through your voice, but now you see a different way that your ministry is through your voice. It truly is a testament to the Lord. Just wanted to greet you and say God bless you and love you.
God bless you. I love you. I tell you, you're one of my favorite people on earth. Still one of my favorite preachers, especially my favorite Genesis preacher. And I just thank God for all the beautiful memories and time we've shared. And I'm looking forward to more. Because our future days are better than the ones in the past.
Yeah. Amen.
And we're going to do it again.
I hold on to that one for sure.
I look forward to a day of getting you here in revival. Lord have mercy. I didn't want to see you dance. Oh, hallelujah. Just rejoicing in God.
Yeah, but just so glad that you've been on tonight and been able to share. And, you know, whenever you speak, one of the things that I think also always comes through is, you know, is your love, your love of God and your love of God's people, you know. And I just thank God for that. It's an inspiration, you know. Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Brittany and I both love you so much.
Well, you know, she's my favorite gal for sure. We've got history.
Yes.
But I just thank God for your lives and thank God for, you know, what you do. And it's not those outward things that always touch people. Sometimes it's those things that you're not even thinking of. Like I said, I would just listening to your voice and thinking, that's it, just the testimony of healing, the testimony of faithfulness, the testimony of God's goodness is in the very sound of your voice. So we thank God for that. And, of course, always thank God for Apostle Kizzy and her faithfulness, you know. Those are words that, you know, that epitomize both of you in what you do. Or all of you, because, of course, you know, we know that without Sister Sabrina, none of it would happen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I
just wanted to be able to say hello.
Hallelujah. You guys are still talking, but I'm having a vision over here. Praise the Lord. So it's an interesting vision. And I'm having a vision of you, Dr. Lorraine, as a ballerina. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And just, you know, dancing ever so gracefully. Praise God. You know, up on your toes. Hallelujah. and dancing. Hallelujah. Before the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
we'll,
praise God.
Let me
put a little interpretation on that vision. A ballerina has the ability. There's an athleticism in a ballerina, and they stretch and they get on the bar and they stretch. And Lord knows you ran up down this road for years. Honda,
yeah.
Toyota, whatever it was, God gave you. You was doing and traveling back and forth from Africa and things like that, and you may feel weary in your body, but there is a athleticism, I'll put it that way, in your spirit woman that's going to cause ministry to be even easier than it was before, and you're going to have the energy of your youth. You know how you used to drive all night long and get up and preach like a mad woman. Well, them days ain't over. Them days aren't over. It's still people need to hear your delivering word, and God has given that to you. You ain't ready for you to go out to pasture yet. You still got some more work to do. There's some more plowing to do, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God does for you in these latter years, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I see great influence. Mm-hmm. All of our the senior mothers, Hickey, and all that are about to close their eyes, or they close their eyes. But there's a woman been on the backside of the desert all this time doing the will of the Lord and about to come to the forefront. And your latter years of ministry are going to be so fulfilling in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And I really believe, I'm just saying, I really believe, you know, the Lord has had you on God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, as our Bible teacher for years. You probably have maybe at least a couple of hundred Bible teaching lessons on, or Bible teachings on Get 'em Radio that I think they're going to blow up in the future. And blowing up means that people are going to be going to go viral in the future. Oh. Hallelujah, because they're going to be there.
Yes.
Amen. And so, you know, I'm back again to don't be weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. And on top of that, what I'm hearing is, you know, the word of God does not return unto him void or empty. And so God has invested a lot in you. I mean, just so much of the word in you, just rich in the word. Hallelujah. And say this very carefully. That, well, he said, don't really say it like that. I was going to say you're ahead of your time, but you are right on time. And those people who are desiring to dig into the word of God the way that he's had you to do, I mean, they're going to be feasting. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
Before they find you. Amen.
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 I appreciate those words so much. I know that I'm at a point of transition. I know things are turning into what I don't know, but I just, if there's anybody who's not just whose spirit, but whose heart I trust, it's the two of you. And so I appreciate those words. I appreciate that that support and that strength and that encouragement. So
praise God.
God bless you. Yeah. So one little quick word for each of you, just in reference to what you've spoken about tonight. Bishop, I just thought I would tell you that tomorrow I'm going to go pick up a brand new car. Oh, maybe that means I'm ready to learn again. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And Apostle, I was going to say, in one way it was an irritant because I'm all set to start to record what may be, to me, one of the most personal and powerful series that I have taught. I've kind of not wanted to teach it because it's so involved and so personal, and I like it when I'd be present with folk, but I just said, well, now's the time to do it. So that's going to be starting this weekend too. So it's a big weekend. I appreciate both of you so much.
Amen. Amen. Are you getting
Glory
one of those hybrid cars?
Oh yeah. You know, I've been driving a Prius. This Bishop, when you were saying that thing about that car, well, of course, you know, a few of them have died on the roadside. The one Toyota that you had, it died. But I had gotten another one a few years ago, and I just this last week turned over 300,000 miles on it, which not too many people do on a car, 300,000.
Uh-uh.
So now a brand new one is in town for me. So I'm excited that, well, Lord, you know what it's for. It's from you. So we'll see. So, yeah.
Amen. Well,
praise God.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Let us see a picture of you with the car dancing, okay?
Yes.
Okay. On point. I'll get on my toes. So God bless you both. I'm so grateful, you know, that, like I said, if there were any one word, you know, we could think of so many things that we've known about each other for so long, but one thing that just humbles me and encourages me is each of you in your own way have been so incredibly faithful to the calling that God has given you, and it's an inspiration. You know, both of you for sure have been very, very faithful to what God's called you to do, and I'm grateful for the gift you are to the body of Christ.
Praise God.
Hey, thank you. And you know what, you just said something, you said on point, but you were talking about something else. The revelation with the ballerina dancer is that you're on point. Amen.
Mm. Ah, okay. Mm.
Have a blessed night.
You too, folks. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Minister Lane, we're going to open a line for you. After Minister Lane, we have Sister Joanne, and then we have Pastor Natalie. So if there's anyone else on the line now, those of you who are here already, we're about 7 minutes before the end of the program. However, we're going to go into overtime tonight. If you know someone who wants a word from the Lord, call them real quick, because after about 7 minutes, nobody will be able to call in after that. So, but if you know someone, we're going to hang out probably for at least an additional half an hour, as long as Bishop is awake. We may hang out another half an hour or so. But
I had a nap.
Good, Bishop. You know, let people know, because it's going to, they won't be able to get in after 7 minutes. Okay. All right. Minister Elaine.
Good evening.
Welcome,
Apostle. Good evening. Good evening. And blessings, Bishop Aaron. Good to hear you. Good to hear the testimony of where God has brought you. That journey, it really blessed me, and you know, it brought me to when you were speaking, and you said you wouldn't take anything for the journey that you went, because where it has now brought you, the closeness and the understanding and the revelation of it all is not in comparison to what you went through, and that brought me to Romans 8:18, and it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed." So, you know, that just really blessed me. And, you know, one thing that came up in my spirit was, where's the book?
Mm. Where that book is?
Mm-hmm. Where the
Write it, Bishop.
Amen.
You know,
I just want to
say I love
you.
Yes.
Yes.
And
amen.
Amen.
I
receive that.
Look, he has done much. He has done much in you and still doing much. But, you know, God had told me that his word is going to be revealed in the books. So for people who still need to know, even after, you know, the Bibles will be taken from us, but the words will be revealed in the book. So we must write all that God has done. And by your testimony, we know he's done much. And I appreciate you sharing it with us. And
thank you.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Ooh, little kids, y'all got me in tears now.
Okay. That's okay.
Oh.
Cry and prophesy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Every prayer is being answered. Every prayer you forgot about. And you're going to look back and say, oh, Lord, I forgot I prayed. I did pray about that. But God is answering every prayer. And be faithful and fret not to pray always for everything. Because God hears you. And he sees your faithfulness. And he knows your diligence to his word and to living his word and being kind and loving everybody you can touch. And God's going to send you help to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Bishop. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I love you with the love of the Lord.
I love you too. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Love you too, Ministry Lane. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne. Pastor Nala, you're next. Sister Joanne, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hey.
Good evening, Pastor Kizzy and Mom and Bishop Aaron and First Lady. Woo, woo, shout out.
Amen.
You know what? I was just thinking the song just popped in my head, not a spiritual song, but we go a long way back.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So I thank God for y'all. I thank God for your ministry, Minister Kizzy, Pastor Kizzy. I thank God that I listened to the Bible study. I listen to everything. I need it. We need it in this season.
Yes. Amen.
We need it. We need everything that you have to give. And like you spoke it over before, people going to come and you ain't never heard of them. You ain't never seen. I don't know this room. I don't recognize this number. People going to be calling in this year.
Hallelujah.
More than what they did last year. Hey, share the
Hallelujah.
I prophesy, I decree, and I declare over you that people coming from California, from North, South, East, and West will be calling in.
Hallelujah.
So get ready, Apostle Kizzy. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, Bishop,
yeah.
I just got to say we overcome by the words of our testimony.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So I thank God for you. I thank God that I thank God for God, what God is doing in you and through you and for you in 2022.
Amen. I truly thank God for you. I call your name. Y'all to be ears. I'll be burning. You're my number one intercessor, and to what I was going through paperwork, I kept finding all the words. You write them on notes for me down through the years,
mm-hmm.
And I was just looking and saying, "Oh God, how you fulfill this word? Oh God, yeah, I remember this." In your handwritten notes, you just have you wrote them on everything.
Wow!
But I knew the ones that came from you, whether you put your name on it or not. And every one of them, God has been fulfilling, and God has done, and God is doing. And I thank God for you. You are a living epistle that I speak often of how the goodness of God. And how we can live because of just being faithful to God and how God has blessed you and how you're still living and still doing and still, just all these things. So your ears ought to have been burning because you've always been my go-to testimony. And I keep saying one day, she's going to be down here one day again. She ain't been down here in a while, but she's going to come. When she comes, she'll stay for about a month, and we'll get around to see all y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I thank God for you and your faithfulness to pray for me and Lady Sabrina down through the years. I can't wait for you to see your little grand nephews and them experience you being there. Andrew just turned 10.
Yeah.
Just turned 10 years old, Wendy.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel is 2. And Lord, they're a handful. You're going to look and you're going to say, that ain't nothing but Alexandra and Victoria all over again. Because everything they've done to us is already done to them. through the little boy, that Ezekiel is something else. Everything, I tell her, everything you've done to us, he's worse than you were. And she said, I was like that? I said, yeah.
Thank you,
it makes me laugh.
So do we have a word for Sister Joanne here?
Yeah, I hear life. Just life. Life abundantly. Keep on living. There's life in Jesus, which is your. If you had to put a title on your life and on your life book, it would be "There's life in Jesus." And I just thank God for your faithfulness, and you never let go of His hand, because it has blessed me, it has blessed my family, it has blessed many. And I know that God has even more for you to do. And whatever you find your hands to do, you've always been one that when God speaks, you obey. And keep on obeying God. And keep on eating from the good of the land. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Apostle Kizzy and Mom, for that word.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you,
Joanne.
I love you.
I love you.
Save yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all, that's a joke. That's a joke among Mr. Joanne and Apostle Kids and Sabrina and I. We'd be out acting silly, and we'd be hollering, "Save yourself!"
Save yourself.
And Sister Robin.
Yes. Amen. Now, I'm going to open up the line. Last one who has a number one key press is Pastor Natalie. After that, we're going to have a little fun here. We're having fun right now. But, Bishop, if no one else presses their number one key, we're just going to go down the line. And I'll tell you their phone number, part of their phone number, and you give a word as the Lord leads you.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so you won't hear their voice.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to finish. So we'll do this. So those of you who are on, just hang on. And if you're going to sleep, wake up. You're going to get a word. Amen, just from your phone number. Okay, area code, this not area code 908. This is Pastor Natalie. Welcome, Pastor Natalie.
Pastor Natalie, God bless you.
God bless you. How's it going? You're doing great.
Good. I know it's midnight where you are.
Sorry, I'm trying so hard.
We were both up early this morning, so
yeah.
Amen. So
amen.
Bishop, you got a word for the pastor.
Praise God, Pastor. You went through a season recently that it really tested your faith, and God wants you to know you passed the test.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what it was you went through, but it was something unusual and something you had never experienced before, and really challenged you. But God wants you to know you got the right stuff in you.
Hallelujah.
It's in you from your foundation.
Amen.
Don't know how you got so much favor with God itself for being obedient. And God is like, just keep on being obedient, and he's going to show you great and mighty things.
Amen.
He's going to show you great and mighty things. Don't worry about family. Don't worry about children or anything like that. Just know that God has them in his hand. And every word that God has promised you is going to be yea and amen. And you're going to see it with your own eyes.
Hallelujah.
The fulfillment of your prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
I bless you. That really blessed me. All right.
Amen.
I pray, God, that I have a blessing I'd like to pray over you before I go. If I may.
Amen.
I just want to say, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would do a miracle and that you would revitalize him to overflowing and that you would bless him and bless him indeed, that you would enlarge his territory.
Mm.
Keep him away from evil, that he would cause no one any harm or cause anyone any pain, and that your hand will be upon him. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless
you. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Amen.
God bless you.
Okay, now let's go down the line. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six people who have not been on the line, who have not, we haven't opened a line for them tonight. So I'll just say their phone number. Area code 314-795. I won't
Amen.
Even tell you
Praise
their name.
God. And I had no clue. I have to say this in the beginning of this. We don't have no tricks or gimmicks here. I just have to be led to the Lord. That's how Mother McKenzie used to say. No tricks or gimmicks in this church. That person is one that has been seeking the Lord to do something. Very, 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 very vital to you. And the Lord wants you to know that he's heard your prayer, and he's going to do just that. He's going to do exactly what you have prayed for him to do. I know it looks difficult, and there's no way to explain it, no way to understand it, no way to comprehend it, but know that God has taken care of it in Jesus' name. I just believe that. I believe that for whoever number that is, that Elder Kizzy, I'm trying to flip the script a little bit. There's somebody that was that saw the posting, and they called in, but you were not necessarily wanting to come in and not to embarrass you or embarrass me or anything. You just want to see if God was going to be real about it. And if God's going to be real about it, you know, we've seen all this hokey-doke stuff that people do in the church and some things that's unscrupulous, let's put it that way, in the church. But let me tell you something. Your lifestyle has to back up. If you're going to call yourself a prophet of God, you're going to prophesy the word of God. Your lifestyle has to back up. Your mouth as your mouth is talking. Like, I can't stand here and prophesy to you and my life be raggedy, and behind the scenes I got secret service sins. So God's going to help you to have more faith in the men and women of God. He's going to put real men and women of God before you that's going to help increase your faith and get rid of some of the jadedness that you currently experience now. Some of the disbelief is like, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, because you've been burnt a few times believing in somebody and come to find out they're not real. So God says the marker that you're going to know in a real prophet or a real man and woman of God that's coming to your life, their lifestyle behind the scene is going to back up what they speak out of their mouth in public. And you're not going to get a different personality when you when they're out in public, when it's just you and them. But you're going to sense the spirit and the move of God. And God's going to say, that's when you're going to know who's your leader, who you should follow, who you can trust. Because there'll be a man or woman of God after God's own heart.
Amen. Okay. Good word, Bishop. Going on to area code 314-456.
Praise God. Joy unspeakable. It's time for you to have joy. Been too much sadness, too much loneliness, and I guess you've been all surrounded by people, but you still feel alone. And God wants you to know he never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's not forgotten his promise to you. And he's not forgotten your labor of love. Them Secret Service love things you do for different ones. And then it seems like when you need to love return, it's not returned in kind. But God is about to return it in kind himself in Jesus' name. And he's going to show you some mighty things.
Amen. Okay. Let's go to area code 615-337.
Wow. I see a past of a lot of hurt and some devastating things that if it weren't for God, you probably would have lost your mind at this point. But God wants you to know that the memory and the mind of the saint is just. And in spite of what you've been through, whatever you've gone through, and there may be more storms for you to go through, that he's got your hand. You're not losing your mind. Follow the voice of God. You know the voice of God. Continue to follow God. As you lead people, God is going to lead you. And you're going to lead them in the right direction. He's giving you new ideas. Ain't nobody else thought of this stuff. And it may seem crazy to you. It may seem crazy to other folk, but it's going to get folks saved, and it's going to get folks delivered. It's going to get folks seeing God in a new way for the first time in their life and continue on in that. Move forth, slack not the rein, lest the Lord bid you. You know enough about God that you won't teach and you won't preach a false doctrine, but you will do exactly as God has told you to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. Okay,
ooh.
And I think this is the last one. Area code 314-933.
Excuse me. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. How long, Lord? How long? It may just be a little bit longer that you're going to go through this season, but God is trying to teach you something. He's trying to show you something on the other end of this that's going to, redefine your life and redefine your direction you're going in Jesus' name. There's a redefinition, a refining. It's through the fire and through the hard times that God shows us some of the most beautiful nuggets about him and in his words. Stay in his word and stay in prayer God's going to see you through it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well,
I think everything comes.
Any of those numbers, if please send me else a note. If I was off, if I was drinking collard green juice, then you gonna tell me, rebuke me, and tell me you were wrong. But if I was right, let us know that too. I will take correction. And prophets can be wrong, like as two left feet. So if I was wrong in your case, please let us know, so I know how to pray and do better next time. But if I was right, let us know that too. Like I say, we ain't got no gimmicks. The other kids that pull that on me, and I'm like, what? I'm like, oh God! But then I have to remember who we serve. We have
Amen.
To remember who we serve and how it's been here on Get 'Em Radio. God has worked miracles through this radio program and spoken words that only he could have spoken. So I trust and I believe God that every word I've spoken was of God and not of my flesh. If it was, please
Amen.
Forgive me. But I believe it was of God. And that brings me to you, Elder Kizzy. I just want to continue to let you know exposure is coming. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. And you ain't fainted all this time. There's no need to faint now, because God got you through the worst of it. Now he's going to take you in a higher height and a deeper depth, just as Prophet Joanne just prophesied. More exposure, more people coming online, more people knowing about what's going on at Get 'Em Radio and how God is moving every aspect. You can always find the word on Get 'Em Radio, and that's because of your obedience and your willingness to do even the hard thing, the impossible thing. You thought you could never do it, but God, look here, you are years later. And a thriving ministry, and God is blessing and continuing to bless people all over the world. I thank you for the blessing you've been to me down through the years. I want to thank everybody. My Cash App blew up tonight. Y'all don't know. You don't. Hey, yeah, the kids somebody put me in tears. I started crying when the first three or four came in, because God knows, he knows where to get us. I'm not a person that goes out and begs. Matter of fact, we were taught in a way that I don't even know how to go somewhere and preach and ask for what the preachers want to say. But I ain't coming unless you give me $2,000. I can't do that. I've gone places that paid my own way, paid my hotel, and paid my way back, and didn't get a dime. But God was glorified, and souls were saved.
Yes.
And God took
Amen.
Care of me. So I've never been the type to be after filthy, what they say, filthy lucre. But I thank you all for every seed you sowed into my life tonight. It really is a tremendous blessing. You have no idea. Even while I was sick, and at times, different times I would preach and y'all sowed into my life, it really was a blessing right at that time, help with medicine and stuff like that. And I thank God for each and every one of you that has taken the time to sow in my life. And I know God's going to give it back 100-fold. And I thank you, Elder Kizzy, for being my friend. Down the
Amen.
Road and back again. I thank you for being my friend.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Hallelujah. I want to take a little time here and rest your voice a little bit. I want to tell everyone about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what's going on here. And then first I want to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. We do that every week. or every broadcast. Someone may be listening. You may be born again, but others may be listening and are not born again. So we want to make sure we'll talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts quickly. We'll get back to Bishop, and we'll close for the evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So the Lord wants everyone to know that he loves everybody. He loves the whole world. Amen. And that includes you and me. Hallelujah. And then he wants to make sure that we're all saved. So Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. And confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. What Jesus said, what Jesus did, and just receiving that. And then you shall be, not maybe, not might be, but you shall be saved. So so repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved, you are born again. If you prayed that prayer with your whole heart, you're born again. Yeah, I know it was easy. It was very easy because Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. He came to work the works of the Father. So it's him who did all the labor and the work. And us, we just, it's when we believe and we receive him. Hallelujah. So you are born again. Hallelujah. And those who, all you have to do is pray that prayer one time. If you prayed it again tonight, you are simply practicing and getting ready to pray the prayer of salvation with someone so that they may be saved as well. Because God is going to send somebody to you. It may be your cousin. It may be your sister. It may be someone in the grocery store. But he's going to send someone to you. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to lead them to Jesus. And just like that, he'll bring it back to you, and he'll help you to be able to do it. And for those who prayed the prayer for the first time, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you. We pray over you right now that the Lord will baptize you with his Holy Ghost and with fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just like on the day of Pentecost when the tongues of fire came down, hallelujah, there was a tongue of fire with the person's name on it just for them. Well, there's fire for you from heaven just for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, right now that you give them your fire. Hallelujah. You give them your fire, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then your power in the name of Jesus. Power to walk right. Power to do right. Amen. And power to even read the word of God. Hallelujah. And understand it by your spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for that right now in the name of Jesus. And we want to invite you to come to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts and learn. You can learn and grow. And, you know, you can go to a Bible-believing church. I'm not saying that we're the only place you can go, but we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So what we do on Sundays, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, yours truly, Apostle Barbara Kinsey, will be speaking. And, Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor. And I'm doing a series, and beginning a series, and it's a salvation series. And so we're going to talk about justification. Hallelujah. Later on, we'll talk about sanctification, and then we'll talk about glorification. Hallelujah. If you never heard of those, or if you heard a little bit about it, you're in for a great treat. Hallelujah. And it will help you to know more about, if you just prayed the prayer for the first time, to know more about what a wonderful life this is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern on every Sunday. This same phone number, all of the broadcasts are the same phone number, 516-418-5699. On Mondays, we have our Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, hallelujah, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and it's our Bible teaching series or program that we have every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And she is a teacher par excellence, and she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have what we call Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. So we have four volunteers who pray for about 15 minutes at a time. And then after they finish praying, we go into interpretation. And that is awesome. Interpretation is God speaking. We hear him speaking. He lets us know what he has said when we were praying in tongues, and it is no less than awesome. Amen. On the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. What happens is that God lets us know some of the ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And I hope I said on Tuesday it was 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So anyway, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, the next one will be February the 9th, and it is 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'll tell you, we just had one last night, and people got seriously healed. There was a lady who was having pain down her leg from her groin area down, and the level of pain that she was having was a level 10 pain. That's excruciating plus. And after one prayer, all the pain was completely gone in the name of Jesus, and it was all him. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, February the 9th. Tell your friends, tell your family, hallelujah, Wednesday, February the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's what we're doing tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're in the middle of prophetic month. Now, next week, we're going to have what I call a chorus of prophetic voices. Hallelujah. So we're going to have several people who've gotten a word for 2020. I'm going to deliver the word that the Lord has given to me for 2022. Excuse me, I'm missing the two here. 2022. And it's going to be wonderful. The lines will still be open, or we're going to open the lines for personal prophecy. And you'll have about three or four people who will be prophesying over you next week, a personal prophecy. So please call in 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern on next Thursday, the 20th of January. We look forward to seeing you all then. Amen. And just to let you know, on that fourth week, which is the 27th, we're going to have our very own Pastor Helen Price, who will be delivering a word for 2022 on the 27th. So let your friends, family know, and you know, and come back and see us. Amen and amen. Okay, Bishop, let's see. Bishop, we're coming back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God, Bishop.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for all the announcements for Get 'Em Radio. Please take advantage of any time you can just to get in and feast off the word. The word is also on archives. And
yes.
Elder Apostle Kizzy, I thank you. Thank you again. I look forward to this. This was a new experience. You always push me. Excuse me. And tonight was
bless
definitely
you.
A push.
Amen.
I knew
Amen.
We were going to be late, but I didn't know it was going to be. Pushed to the level I pushed. But I believe God. I trust God. I know God. God makes no mistakes. He always does something wonderful and shows something we didn't think we could do.
Yeah.
But I thank God for you and Get 'Em Radio.
Thank you for being really obedient. Thank you for being
praise God.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I knew it was going to be all right. If God told you for me to do it that way, you're going to get a word. I go back to that man with that gonna cut off his foot.
Ooh,
all I could do was speak what God was saying.
Yeah,
you know, I'm standing there shaking in my boot.
Yes.
I'm like,
and as far as we know, his foot was never removed in the name of Jesus.
Along with him to glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I think
Amen.
Of that often. But I think
Amen.
Of several other miracles that we've seen before. I've gone to the hospital to pray for people saying they're not going to make it. And get up the next morning, they've been in a coma, get up, they're kicking on the side of the bed and eating breakfast after coming out of coma.
Glory
coming in, I'm telling you, God said they ain't going to die. And you said, well, ugly. I'm expecting you to back me up and say, well, you're eating collard greens today. They're going to die, surely die. Well, I don't believe it. God said they weren't going to die. They ain't going to die. And they don't.
That's right.
Y'all see, she didn't give me no kind of help at those times when I felt like maybe I was stepping off the deep end. She just helped me push me off the ledge and make me jump anyway. But I trust God. I believe God. And I wouldn't take nothing for the journey. Again, I thank God for you. I pray a special prayer on you as your sister requested for your faithfulness and diligence of taking care of Pastor Mom. I know the load gets heavy and it gets weary and tired sometimes, but I know love keeps pushing you, and you will be rewarded for everything you're doing for her and the slack that you take up, even when others aren't able to come and help, even in this season. God's giving you a supernatural strength, and he's going to continue to give you a supernatural strength, even in the days to come, to do beyond what you thought you physically could do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I thank you.
Amen.
Amen for this opportunity again. Thank you for everyone that came in and listened. As y'all know, through the years, we get on here, we're gonna go past 12:30. I try. That's why we catch a nap full time, because we know It's going to be a late night, but it's only a labor of love. My best to everybody. And just praying, God bless. I know he's giving you his best this year as you continue to obey and uphold his word. It seems overwhelming sometimes, but God always makes a way. With that old song said, he'll find a way, and God will always find a way for you to do his will. All you have to be is willing to do it, and God will supply and put things in your hand that will cause you to be able to accomplish it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight for being with us tonight. We thank you for the interest of your word that brings light, God, that even in the season, oh God, we need not perish. We can only trust and obey your word. And you're going to take care of all the rest. We thank you, God, for how you've seen us through this season. We thank you for even those that had to go through by way of COVID, God. We thank you for renewing and strengthening in their body and recovery. And we thank you for even those that have not been affected directly by God, that how you protected us, God. We give you glory in these days to come, and we give you glory, Lord God, for the God that you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you to life, Elder King.
Amen. I love you, too. And I'm just realizing I have not prayed for you. Well, I prayed for you or your wife and you. But this is what I'm hearing, that God is doing a complete overhaul in your body. Even right now, Jesus, from the soles of your feet, the tips of all of your toes, in the name
glory,
of Jesus,
hallelujah.
All up your body right now in the name of Jesus. There are
hallelujah.
Things that you have not even going on in your body. You don't even, you're trying to ignore it. And like, God, I know you're going to take care of it. And the Lord said, yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And just, it's like water that's going, like, it's like you're in water right now. And that water is healing water. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's coming up your body right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Starting at and it's like waves waves of healing water. Up your ankles. Something going on with your ankles. Your knees, strengthened, weakened knees, the feeble knees.
Glory.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, up your thighs, in the name of Jesus, up your groin area. Hallelujah. Up your back. Thank you. Oh, God. In the
glory
wave.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He's waving over you with healing, this healing
glory
wave.
Glory to God.
Name of Jesus, going higher and higher, all into your stomach area. Anything that's
glory,
trying to go
hallelujah.
On in that area, in the name of Jesus, coming up
glory.
Your chest,
even
up your back, the name of Jesus, hallelujah. This wave is going up
hallelujah.
Your fingers, hallelujah. In the name
glory,
of
hallelujah.
Jesus, elbows up your shoulder, hallelujah.
Glory.
Into your neck, your chest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The water, healing waters up to your neck, even right now. And now it's going
hallelujah.
Up, hallelujah, even past your neck, going into your ears, your nose, your
hallelujah.
Throat, all into those areas,
glory.
Doing a complete fall, going even into the crown of your head, in the mighty
hallelujah.
And matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing waters are over your head, says the
Shanda.
Lord. All over you, like a fountain. Thank you, Lord God. All over you. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And there's a song that says, spring up, oh well.
Hallelujah.
My soul. bring up old well, and make me whole. Bring up old well, and give to me that life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
He's bringing his well of living water, springing up all over you, past the top of your head. Hallelujah. And he said, while I'm springing up in you, you're becoming a spring chicken all over again.
Glory, God.
Yay, God. Hallelujah.
Whoa. Hallelujah. Glory.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you,
thank
Bishop.
You.
God bless
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Amen. I know that you felt that in the Holy Ghost with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for your rest tonight in Jesus' name, that he'll redeem this time for you and all of us who were here tonight. And I know you already closed. I'm just saying that. Love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Love you to life, Lady Sabrina. And I'm always excited about having you here with us. So thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Try to remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Glory to God, I'm closing. Have a blessed night. Thank you all for hanging with us so much. I think everybody got his Cash App, and that's $ Epic Praise, EPICPRAISE, $ Epic Praise. If you want to bless the man of God, hallelujah. And you know
hallelujah.
You can always bless us at $ Get 'em Radio, GITMRADIO. Have a blessed night, everybody. Love you all. Love you, Bishop.
Love you,
Lady.
Love
Sabrina.
You.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, don't.